Ross, you named a pretty strong squad for this weekend. What are you hoping to get out of this one?
Yeah, looking around the league, if you reflect on other selections, because there's two JLT, everyone's trying to get their best, not their, yeah, well, their senior players ready for round one. So we're trying to have a good squad. Aaron, we think we'll manage a bit. Like, so we've got Lloyd Meek going over, and they'll probably split game time, so he'll play a half. So he'll probably play a half and then a full one. But the others, all draws are tough, and we know that. But with the new Perth Stadium, I think four of the first six at home, six of last year's eight finalists. So we really need to hit the line running, whereas last year our first two weren't great. Typically, we've been able to prepare teams and get them up and firing from the start. And a big part of that is getting good AFL minutes into, you know, the likely prospects. What's been difficult is you haven't got much form to pick the team, so we've tried to reward guys that have had full summers and done a lot of footy. The only two that sit outside of that are probably Tabernar and Michael Johnson, that have been a bit thin for footy but have done a bit of work, and Tabernar's form's been strong, so they're the two that probably sit outside of that category. So we want to get match conditioning, and we want to compete from where we were. You've got to understand where you were, and where you're trying to get to, and what the best teams are doing. So our competitive spirit and that consistency of effort can start this week and through the JLT and build it up to a level where, you know, we're a really competitive footy team.
So can you talk a bit about Meek?
Yeah, he's... well, because Sean Darcy has had the calf significant, just getting back into full training now. Michael Apner's recovering from the PCL, and Stranatica and Jones have been injured. So Lloyd Meek's been really durable. He's come in, hasn't missed a beat. A kid from country Victoria, really moves well, highly skilled, and has got a good leap on him. So, you know, and he's a good size. He's 100 kilos already, so you're not really building him up too much, which is reflective of a lot of our draftees this year. They've got stronger bodies if you look at Brayshaw and Crowden and Gyro and those guys. So and Scott Jones. So he should be able to acquit himself quite well. And Aaron takes him under his wing and mentors them really well. And so he's exciting for us. He's a big part of our future, we would think.
Is this the most AFL-ready group of draftees you've had since you've been here? It seems like there's a lot of them that could, you know, got the body sort of already.
Well, physically, and they acquitted themselves quite well in AFLX. But what we've noticed on the whole, not all, but they're a group that are here that they don't want to waste time, and they're here to build AFL careers. So they really focus on their training and in the meetings, and they compete, and they're not sneaking around. If you look at Gyro and Crowden and Bailey Banfield, who comes with a bit of maturity, they seem to be driven individuals, which is half the battle because it's so demanding. You've got to have that real desire to want to make it, and they seem to be showing that Chera and Brayshaw are really early picks. But across the board, that seems to be the common thread, where that's not always the case. Sometimes you get guys that are quite young and, yeah, we play a bit, get drafted, it's all a bit new and shiny, but they seem quite focused, which is pleasing from the coaches' end.
The good news story, Alex Pearce gets to play. Can you just tell us, one, how happy you would be to, one, have him in the team, and two, just the long road it's been for him?
Yeah, it's been incredible. You lose sight of how long it's been. I heard it was 693 days or something, it was 2 years, and I can still visualise that first incident at Domain, and then just when you think he's getting back, he had that, you know, spiral fracture last year. So he's really important to us. You know, he's 200 centimetres, really quick. He's carried himself really well. The club's worked well to give him some breaks, but he's a driven, focused individual. He's certainly leadership material stamped all over him, and a future captain of AFL football, I would think. So, but if we boil it down, just for him to be back playing is wonderful for us and him. You know, it's been a tough road. And unless you walk in his shoes, you probably don't understand it, but 2 years of rehab is monotonous and mentally draining. But he's back, and once you're back, you know, and you're going well, everything else seems to be forgotten.
We've seen him sort of what he can do in defence, and we got a bit of a taste, I think, up forward. Yeah. Are you more likely, though, because of what he's been through, to maybe just keep him in defence for the period of time?
Well, I think defence is his best position, and we got some young defenders like Hamling's getting through that, and Griffin Logue's still learning, and But we can't get away from the fact we were most marks, most goals against from marks and in the corridor last year in the AFL. So we need the defend better one-on-one and help our defenders, and hopefully he's a part of that solution.
Over the past 2 years, you've been able to get bulk games into a lot of the up-and-coming players. How good does that leave you in terms of heading into this season? How well placed?
Well, I think it helps. We see Connor Blakely's maturity coming through and starting to understand and take ownership of the team. And he can play midfield and back now. So Ed Langdon's coming. Darcy Tucker has had a super summer. He's really come on. So we would like it to be a natural progression to benefit us, but until we see it, but it should help. It should help.
And another couple of handy recruits, and Matera and Wilson in particular.
We're really pleasing. So Brandon hasn't missed a session, and I think his history's been some challenges with his body getting through, but he's bought in and adapted really well to our program, and he'll play. So he's a really smart player with the ball, physically strong. He's quite mature now. He's been in the system a while. So small forwards are quite potent in the AFL, and he's a goal kicker, so that should help us. And Nathan Wilson, we all should know. But he brings, he's got great bounce and kick. He's an elite kick and speed. But what we didn't know, we knew he was a really good person and really family orientated. Him and Stevie just had a child. But he's quietly really professional and shows good leadership and really coachable. So, you try and do your research, but he's really walked through the door with that really strongly. So that's been pleasing.
Have you said earlier this week that it was going to be a bit of a headache for you guys to pick this weekend's team? Was that the case? Was it hard to choose?
Yeah, basically what I alluded to earlier, because there's not much form. There's one inter-club and an AFLX. So we try and reward, like Lee Spurr's going to miss and play at Peel because he hasn't done full football, whereas Sheridan and Sutcliffe have. So we need to reward that, and it's hard for Lee to swallow, and he's part of our leadership group, but he understands that integrity to selection starts now. But summers are great when there's no teams to be picked, but 44 doesn't go into the 22, or in this case the 26. So, yeah, it's been difficult.
So when you cut your squad, Ross,
yeah,
how many of the kids, like you mentioned Giro and Brayshaw?
Yeah, Giro will play, Banfield will play, Brayshaw will play. A few of our second years, but the one you probably think about is Chera. Won't play.
Yeah.
He got knocked out in the our first scratch match internally, and he hasn't played a game. And you haven't got all the moving pieces, so Andy Brayshaw finished the season healthy, trained on. Chera had a shoulder, and they don't quite have the same resources, and his advice was he didn't run for 12 weeks. So in our world, 12 weeks of an elite mid not running is a lifetime. So he's taken a bit longer to build up, and he's just slightly thinner, even though he could probably play. So, he'll go appeal. There's plenty of time for him to get to round one and play in the early parts of the season.
Where's Stephen Hill at with his quad?
His quad's fine. He just tweaked a little calf, less than it, so it's put him behind a couple of weeks. So he should play definitely the last JLT or maybe even the scratch match next week. But he's been our only disappointment for just losing one.
And Hamling?
He's a groomsman at his father's wedding, so he won't play. So the human side's really important, always hard to balance up, but even I couldn't say no to that, could I?
Sean Darcy's back in full training roster. What do you expect him to play?
Yeah, well, this is his first week of full training, so that's a good question. I'm not equipped with it as I reach for it. It might be next week, or maybe a half next week, but that's not 100% accurate. Yeah.
You want to see him and Aaron in the same team if you can?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge. I mean, it's hard. You can't follow everyone. Hawthorn did it really well with two. Times at the Saints, I played the two, King and Gardner. It was unlimited interchange. But then, the last couple of teams have had one and a mobile ruck. So I think they both bring a lot to the table, and we would like to do that. We're going to have to figure out, Aaron wants to play every week, Sean wants to play every week, what works best for the team and them. So We'll get to that, I reckon, at the right time. But it's going to be a challenge.
Do you feel like you can play Matera, Walters, Ballantyne all in the one team, that works?
Yeah, well, that's the aim, yeah, for sure. We've probably been a bit thinner for small forwards than we would have liked. You know, Sonny's really played midfield all summer, so we know what he can do. You know, fight for money, we'll spend more time forward. We played our best footy, we were mobile and we pressured and we're skillful. So, yeah, we think that can really work. We would really like that.
Sorry, how's Harvey Bunnell tracking following his latest calf setback?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him. I'm aware he had a calf strain. My understanding is, it's just in the course of events, he had a minor calf strain. So, put you back 21 days. And other than that, he's just progressing as he was, except he's got a calf strain.
These can be the danger times when he's dealing with an injury. How do you...
Well, I think it's a good point. Well, it is a good point because, yeah, if you look back, but there are different circumstances. He'd done a mountain of work. He was incredibly fit and strong and totally dedicated himself. And then he had a significant aponeurosis injury that rocked him, you know, and he sort of slid sideways a bit. This is a really minor nick. But I think if you put it together, there's no doubt it places, any player gets injured, places stress on them and some challenge. And it's a good point. So he has to button down and double down his concentration and effort and stay focused. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
How's Cam McCarthy's pre-season been, right?
Yeah, really good. Really pleasing. He had a bit of a wall at the end after the 12 months off. He really met expectations. I'm not sure exceeded them, but he met expectations when he was, you know, physically and mentally fresh. Kicked over 20 goals in a team that struggled. Done a full summer. Things are coming more naturally. David Hale's done a lot of work, just improving. I mean, if he just caught some of those marks he should have taken that he would say were sitters, I think we'd all say if he eradicates the drop marks and improves a few things, he will have improved again, and that's what we're seeing.